On this episode of the Can IT Pro Connection, we're here with Eric from the Office 365 team talking about security in Office 365. Eric, how secure is your data?
Loctite.
Let's get at it. So with Office 365 having your information in the cloud, it's become a concern to some IT professionals in terms of how secure is that data in the cloud. What tools are made available for IT professionals to ensure that their data is kept secure to the parameters required by the organizations they support?
I think that's a great question, and one that a lot of my customers ask me when I go visit and talk to them about Office 365. And the big answer is, we don't just look at security on one level. We look at what we call a multiple dimensional approach. From the actual physical data, everybody expects encryption on their data, right? We look at the administrators who are working with the data. We look at the application that's running the data. We look at our internal network. We look at the perimeter network, or the DMZ, like people like to call it, DMZ, depending what country you're in. And of course, the actual physical facilities that we run and maintain.
So in regards to what you're telling me is, it's pretty similar to an on-premise implementation. Just it's in cloud.
Our level of security is greater than most customers' physical on-premises implementations.
So let's go deeper in terms of the encryption levels made available for the data, right? How does that work?
So let's take SharePoint as the primary example. Everybody knows in SharePoint that data is stored in the content database. What we do with the content database is each individual file within SharePoint Online will be encrypted with a separate key. Large files, we actually encrypt, we shred into smaller pieces and encrypt with multiple keys. Then we put that into a different content database, the actual keys, and we encrypt that with a master key. Big picture is that in order to access any piece of data, you would actually have to have three separate points of entry.
And so for somebody who's trying to gain access to that data, is it I get into one, I get into all, or how does that work?
No, in order to access that data, you would have to get into all three points of data, be able to unencrypt all three points of data, and get it bound by the BitLocker drives.
And the encryption certificate made available, is that something that issued by Microsoft, or can that be something issued by the organization itself?
Both options are available. We have our own encryption keys, and if you so choose, you can bring your encryption keys to us, and we'll use those encryption keys.
So one of the concerns that customers have is, you know, who has access to my data? And so what tools are put forth in Office 365 to ensure that there is full control by the organization in terms of who can actually access that data?
Well, the first concept that we want to make sure all customers understand is that at Microsoft, we have what we call zero standing access to Office 365, which means there's no administrative accounts that just have access to Office 365. There's no employee who always logs in can do whatever they want with Office 365. In order to gain access to a customer's data, they have to go through a process that we call customer lockbox.
It kind of sounds a little scary, but tell me more about this lockbox solution.
Okay, so let's pretend that a customer, one of you guys, decides that they need to work with one of our engineers to fix some data, that a problem within Office 365. They initiate a phone call with us, and the engineer then, who already doesn't have access, has to implement a request into a system we call Lockbox. The maximum time frame they can have this for is for 4 hours, and then it gets revoked no matter what. This request goes to a Microsoft manager, a IT person who understands the technology and therefore can say, that's too long, maybe he should only have half an hour, right? He approves it, and then that approval then goes to whoever the customer is designated, where they have to also approve it before the engineer even gets the ability to run any kind of command against customer data.
So the control is all in the IT professional's hands in terms of how long the data can be accessed for, and in regards to who can access the data and what periods of time.
That's correct. The final step would be the customer has to actually approve any request to get access to their data.
Excellent. So that means, you know, your data up in the cloud, secured at all times by the organization and by the IT manager that supports that organization. So for further details, we'll have links on canitpro.net to get further information on customer lockbox and other security solutions made available in Office 365. Till the next episode, Eric, Wave bye-bye to the camera.
Bye-bye.
Till next time. All right. Ready?
Cool. No!
You're the expert.
On this episode of Can IT Pro Connections, we're here with Eric from the Office 365 team talking about security for Office 365. How secure is your data in Office 365?
Loctite.
Oh, I gotta do that again. Because I was like, blah, 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 at the end. On this episode with...